So one of the things that we want to share with you, we want to bring to your attention, is that your heart is beating, right? And the way you can tell is because you can lay down on the floor and you can sort of listen to it, or you put your finger over a pulse point and you can feel the rhythm, the thunka, thunka, thunka of your heart beating. And we want you to just imagine for a moment how powerful that is. That there is this muscle that continuously is in motion and has never once stopped. Well, maybe it stopped a little bit, but it doesn't stop for any long period of time. And while your arms and your legs and your fingers and your toes and your nose and your tongue can all sit and rest, your heart never stops. And that's good. It's exactly what the heart muscle is for, is to be in continuous motion. And if you really sat and you could see it, if you could somehow or another open your chest up and you could look at it in the mirror, or you could look at it through a camera, which you can't really do, not easily, and we don't recommend you try to, but you would see that there's just this continuous flow of the blood moving through the heart, and the heart is opening in valves and closing in valves, and it is causing motion to occur. It's a continuous motion machine. And when you no longer have use of your body, your heart will not beat, and that will be fine. But if you really do look at your heart, and remember, we're not talking about romantic heart. We're not talking about a vibrational, metaphysical sort of center of your chest. We're talking about the thing that's slightly to the left, under your breastbone, and is sort of, you know, shaped like kind of an inverted pear. So it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful device, and it is in constant motion. And the motivating factor, and now it's going to sound like we're going to conflate two things, and we aren't. We want to be really clear about this. The motivating factor in the continuous motion of your heart, the delivery of blood and oxygen and other really delicious things to every cell of your body through the blood system itself, the veins and arteries and capillaries. What that motivates, the reason why it happens, is because of the expansion of unconditional love. Every valve that opens and every valve that closes is doing so a little bit better than it did before. It's doing so a little bit more amazingly than it did before. It's doing so a little bit more powerfully, in the way that power is right in that condition and situation, than it did before. But your heart beats because it's in love with you. It's not romantic love. It's not any kind of love other than just pure, clear desire to be what it is, operating on your behalf and to your benefit. So if you sit and you feel it, you know, you can put your finger over a pulse point, you can feel the thunka, 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 thunka. If you feel it, you're going to feel the majesty and the power and the amazingness of it. Because it is a very powerful thing indeed, this heart that you have. It's powerful. Powerful, 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 powerful. And as wonderful as it is, as delicious as it is, as amazing as it is, it's only getting better from here. And so, in many ways, we could say the beating of your heart is the actual teller of your physical experience, because we can guarantee you that when your heart stops beating, you'll begin to move away from your body. Whether that's for a few moments or forever, we don't know. And neither do you, and it doesn't really matter. But while it's beating, you're telling yourself that you're in love with you. That's what it is. Because your heart is your manifestation. It's an extension of your mind. The blood vessels, the veins, the capillaries, these two are extensions of your mind. The lungs that bring in the oxygen and take out the carbon dioxide and make the system work even more efficiently. They too. So every time you take in a breath, you're in love with yourself. Every time you release a breath, you're in love with yourself. And again, it's not romantic love. It's not some sort of, I love you because. There's no because. It's completely unconditional. You're here for the temporary state of the experience of what the physical senses that you have developed that are unique to this body that you will never experience again as you were doing right now. That is why the lungs work and the heart works and all the other aspects of the physical motion work. That's why the body is the way that it is right now, whatever state or condition it might be in. Now, we don't say these things because if you notice how much you love your body and your body loves you, then you'll be healed and perfect and healthy. We say these things because it doesn't matter what condition your body is in. This is true. As long as the heart is beating, there's great love moving through your body.